Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Copper State Marching Podcast, sponsored by the Arizona Marching Band Association. I'm Aaron Vogel. I serve as the judge training coordinator, and I'm joined by Mark Hodge, the vice president of AZMBA, and Jacob Osorio, who's the band director at Sunrise Mountain High School. Mark and I serve on the board for the organization, and we're thrilled that you're going to be joining us today for our first podcast of this season. We would, of course, like to thank all of our financial sponsors, MVP Apparel, Music and Arts, Vic Firth and Zildjian, Synced Up Designs, Milano Music, Music for All, MacPac, Celebrations International, SchoolFunder.org, Bravwell Video Creations, and Yamaha.
Yeah, and AZMBA is trying to create a podcast to bring together the Arizona marching band community. We want to use this as a dynamic platform to connect, educate, and entertain those involved in this great activity we call marching band. We want to introduce our audience to some of our state's wonderful directors, like Jacob, and staff members and adjudicators, and promote our season shows.
Yeah, so we want to introduce our first guest, Jacob Busoria, the band director at Sunrise Mountain High School in Peoria. Welcome, Jacob.
Hey, Aaron and Mark. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to
Yeah,
be on our
absolutely.
first episode.
Yeah, well, hey, we would just want to ask you how your school year is starting out. What are you looking forward to? Is there anything you're nervous about?
School year is going great so far. I feel like now that we're almost mid-September, students are starting to, settle in their classes. I'm getting used to my new schedule. I switched. I we have block schedule in Peoria, so we do four classes a day. And then I usually used to teach 1-2-5. Now I'm doing 1-3-5. So it's a little bit different, but figuring it out.
Yeah, cool. What are your classes that you teach?
This year or this semester, I'm doing marching band's first hour, and then I have third hour piano, and then I teach fifth hour digital music. And so, yeah, we work with like Ableton and all that stuff. So,
Looks like an audio production class.
correct, yeah.
Great. Those are fun. I love
Oh
those.
yeah. We're trying to eventually get that maybe as a CTE class, but right now it's an elective for the students.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, let's pivot to the marching band a little bit. Thinking about your 2024 show, what's your show entitled? What's the concept? What's the musical selections? That kind of thing.
So this year we're doing our take on a Western. The show is entitled "The Wild West: Trouble Down in Sunrise Gulch." And let me just take a second because we're gonna kind of debrief this. The staff and I, we wanted to go with more of a story-based show this year, and so rather than going concept-based, we wanted to make it something the students could really latch onto and more of a production. And so our show is actually based around our school's community, which enjoys celebrating the state of Arizona. And more folk-like style of music. So we thought, why not find a way to incorporate our school's, passions, and their music preferences into a show by calling it our little Western town, Sunrise Gulch, instead of Sunrise Mountain. So the show features hints of old Western themes. You'll hear them throughout, and all their elements. However, we decided to put a bit more of a creative spin on it. And we went kind of a different direction. So we incorporated the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black as the main theme. And so it's featured throughout the show in different ways. Our show has four movements that tell the tale of our little town, Sunrise Gulch. You're going to see a villain, it's Black Bart. So he comes out, Paint It Black. Hopefully, we're getting that connection. We have a whole gang of desperados. We have a big impact plan for our ballad and a wild horse chase to finish the show. So we're very excited to tell the town or tell the tale of our town, Sunrise Gulch. And what I'm most excited about is this is our largest band since pandemic. So we're at 95 this year, which is exciting.
That's great.
We're headed in a very positive direction. And with our show, this is probably one of the largest shows our school has ever been able to put on. I would say, we've worked really hard to gather the funds and the provisions for a larger production value. And so we hope that this experience our audience has is one that they can enjoy. And it really does leave that, wow, we're proud to be a part of the state of Arizona. It's the Wild West. So But yeah, we're excited for it.
That's great. That sounds like an exciting show. What has it come out yet? So did you have your, first performance last Friday night or a week ago Friday?
No, it's weird. This year, I mean, we did our parent preview during band camp, but the season started, a football season started off with three away games. So we have not been able to debut the show yet. So this next week we have another home game, and then finally on, I think it's the 19th. Yeah, that's our first debut of the show.
Oh wow. Yeah, so 3 weeks of away and then your fourth game of the season's at home. Wow. Yeah. Well, your community is, I'm sure, really going to look forward to seeing that halftime show, and then of course they're going to see it at your home show where you're hosting an AZNBA show. When is your home show coming up, and what are you most looking forward to about hosting an AZNBA show this season?
So Sounds at Sunrise will be on October 5th. I think what we're most looking forward to is getting the opportunity to serve other schools. So on that day, whether it's, making sure everyone has water, things like that. But really what we're looking forward to is, because we're growing as a band community, is being able to show our boosters, students, and our community why band matters at SMHS. This is something we've been working hard on, myself, but also our staff, is to help our school understand that this is a really intricate activity. It takes a lot of moving parts, and that this is something that is worth being a part of. And so on that day, I hope that, our boosters and students started getting an idea of, oh, we can do this. It's finally our opportunity to try something big like this. And so, yeah, we're really looking forward to having those bands that have already signed up, and hopefully more. If you're interested, we still have some slots available. You're more than welcome to join us on that day. And we're just looking forward to it.
Very cool. Well, pivoting a little bit, both Mark and I are former band directors, and we know how busy and demanding the fall marching band season can be for directors. We know that intimately well. For you and your program, what do you feel is the biggest lift during the fall season? And then do you have any suggestions, for directors and their staff members that might be listening today on how to manage the busyness of the time and the season here?
I'd say the biggest lift is probably taking time to just remember, well, helping the students remember, where we've started and really what we're about. Something that the staff and I here at Sunrise have worked hard on is helping the students understand what are our core values and how do we represent that in everything that we do. So for us, that's respect, responsibility, and self-discipline. And understanding how does that all incorporate into band, and how can we achieve those? And so it's nice because now that we've established that, we can go back to those things, and they're good reminders for us. And every time that we face a challenge or every time we have a victory, we celebrate those things. So I think my biggest lift is taking time with my students to enjoy the process, taking time to remember who we are as a program. And then for me, I think, because you're right, it is very busy. We have family. There's so much going on. I mean, you probably see bags under my eyes. We were at in Scottsdale last night till about 10:30. So, we do so much for these students, and we face a lot of challenges. And I think that is so important as directors to remember. We need to make sure our students understand we can only try to continue to better ourselves. I think sometimes we try to compare ourselves sometimes to others, and I think it's important to remember we have no idea what the band down the street is going through. And it's important that we stay focused on the process and who we can become. So for me, it's remembering who we are as a community. For me, sorry, for our school, that's what it means. For myself, it's remembering who Jacob is as the person rather than Jacob, the band director at times. And to feed into your passions. For me, as a couple years ago, I started during the pandemic. So that was my first year in 2020 at Sunrise. And it was very interesting meeting the band virtually, all 80 of them, and just trying to figure them out in this program. But what I've learned the past couple of years is feed into your passions. For me, designing shows was all we've done shows all about humans. So our first show during 2020, we were able to actually put on a show during that year, was called The Disconnect. And so we talked about, what are we as humans now that we're all virtual and things like that. And then our next year was about, it was up and away, all about the childlike dream, things about flying. The next year was Haka, Pride, Strength, Unity, and talking about the human spirit and understanding how that functions as humans. Last year was about Voyage to Valhalla, so we were Vikings last year, and this year we're celebrating our states and the people of Arizona, so doing our Western. So for me, those are all passions that I've had throughout my life, and things that the staff and I have agreed on of just kind of progressing as a community. I think to kind of go on along the lines of your last question, I think what I value most at the end of the day, being a marching band director, is getting the opportunity to model for my students some characters or characteristics and things that I hope that they can use in their own personal lives, not just musically, but also, I think because of how crazy marching band season gets, I think it's important to remember that they are going to take more from this on that side of things as well, and who they are becoming as people. So.
Yeah, very cool. That's a great message. That respect, responsibility, self-discipline, that's a great takeaway. Is that something that was existing in the program before as a mission, or is that something that you created? And if so, how did you do it?
That was something that was created. It didn't happen until probably the end of my second year. So I felt like at that point I had an idea of where I wanted to kind of steer the program. And so it's been nice. I think the thing that has been most rewarding about that is now year five at Sunrise, I'm starting to see those things flourish. And so no longer do students have to question everything. And it's just, this is who we are. This is who Sunrise Mountain is. And for any new band directors that are going through that process, yes, it is hard, but it is worth it. And I think we're
Stay the
proof of that.
course.
And
Yeah.
I'm proud of that.
Stay the course.
Yep. Well, hey, kind of piggybacking on that, what's maybe a strategy that you've used or an activity that you've used to get that easy win? Maybe that was from that first year where you're just trying to find a W and trying to find a success point. Can you share something that you like to do to set kids up for success?
I'm sure other teachers do this, but for me, it's the culture. And so the one thing that I've done every single day in my class is we do what's called good things. And so we share some things about our lives. And I think that just that connection, especially if you're a new director coming into community that maybe you're still trying to understand, is just make those connections, be fair, be consistent, have a handbook and make sure you stay to it. Take attendance. All those things, they really do matter. But for me, and now that I have a student teacher, this is my first year having a student teacher. But some things that now that I'm reflecting, I think the relationships and time management, if you can master those things like the first 2 years, I think that will really help you is. The relationships with your students, parents, your community, and the staff on your campus. Mastering that is very difficult. My student teacher and I just took a walk to the office, and he was just amazed because on the way back, we talked to probably about six different people about like six different topics, like un completely unrelated. And he was like, we're handling things at the bookstore or, making sure the library is open for this and things. And it's so true. We have to be masters at relationships as directors. So for me, it's the culture building and making sure that you have good relationships and time management.
Yeah, great advice. Well, Jacob, thanks so much for joining us here, our very first interview of our very first podcast. I'm going to pass it back to Mark as we wrap up.
Yeah. And I wanted to add one question on there. It kind of ties into the last question about the easy win. Do you have a warm up or something you do before you head out to the field that gets the kids all jacked up to be Sunrise Mountain?
So like just kind of like a morale boost.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so for us, we do a breakdown process. And I stole this from, I don't even know where she's at, because I actually grew up in Flagstaff, so I went to Flagstaff High School, but I don't even know her last name, but her name was Shalimar, and she was from Phantom Regiment, and she came in one year to work at our band camp. And so she did this whole process. We broke the body down and build it back up. And then we finished with this questioning. So it's who do you represent? And I think that's so important. So what it is we're in a circle as a band, and this is usually like 5 minutes before we need to transition to the field for our performance. And so I get a chance to help them break the body down. We take some time to just breathe. So for me, I like to make sure my students are focused. Yes, we can have a lot of energy, but I'd rather have them focused instead of like adrenaline's running like crazy. So we break the body down, we build it back up, and I take the time to just ask them the simple question, which is, who do you represent? And they have to remember what that means. And the typical response is the Pride of Sunrise. And then I ask why. And their typical response is because this place matters to me, or this is where I belong, or because music is fun to make. And it's just that quick reminder. I think we forget so much as directors because we're, stressing. We got to make sure the synth is plugged in, or we got to make sure, it's crazy, man. But I think in those moments, if you can just take like 2 minutes with your students and remind them of what is most important and why are we here, I think that's very important to their lives. I think it makes a bigger impact. And so that's what we do. So
Great.
Shalimar, I don't know if you're ever going to hear this, but shout out to you.
Shout out to Shalom. It's great.
Yeah. And I want to give a quick shout out to my assistant director, Leah Shanley, because there is no way this would have happened without her. She started actually teaching during COVID. And so she came on as our assistant director the very first year, and she's stuck with me all this time. So thank you, Leah, for all your help. I appreciate you.
Great.
Yeah, great shout out. Yeah, great.
Thanks. That's awesome. Well, just a few announcements to wrap it up. We have a first our first few shows coming up in the next few weeks. We have the Evaluation Plus show on September 21st at Perry High School. Starts at 4 p.m. and the schedule is on the website, azmba.org. And the Casa Grande show and Mountain View Tucson show on September the 28th. And on our website for all the shows, we're going to be using GoFan for paying for the tickets, so you can buy tickets for your parents and your kids and all that stuff, and send them to the website to buy tickets for the events coming up. And all of that's on our website at azmba.org. And again, we just want to thank you everybody for tuning in to the Copper State Marching Podcast, and it is sponsored by AZMBA. We'd like to again thank our sponsors: MVP Apparel, Music and Arts, Vic Firth, Zildjian, Synced Up Designs, Milano's Music, Music for All, MacPack, Music Celebrations International, SchoolFunder.org, Bravewell Video and Creations, and Yamaha.
Yeah, and join us in just a couple of weeks when we'll get the opportunity to speak with Jeff Malone, the director of bands at Mountain Ridge High School, and Nick Peterson, a judge from out of state that's joining us for our October 19th shows. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
The band director at Casa Grande High School, welcome, Martin.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So, Martin, we want to know how the school year's starting for you, and what you're looking forward to, and maybe some trepidations you have going into the new year.
Awesome. Well, the year's going off really well. We had successful summer programs, successful camps. We're starting earlier and earlier every year, it seems like. So that allows us to get more material on the field. However, we are battling a little bit of the heat because it has been so hot, but we've been smart with it, so that's been going well. Probably the thing I'm looking forward to the most is just getting the students another opportunity to perform their show. One of the things that goes really well at CG is the students have a way to get a good connection with the audience. And we just try to create those shows where they're able to I don't know, have an experience, go on a journey with our fans. And I think over the years we've gotten better and better at that. But throughout that process, it's cool seeing the students grow throughout the year. So it really starts at the first football game, which we had last week, and then and it continues to grow throughout the competition. So that's probably the thing I'm looking forward to most. There's not really anything that fears I have with this year. I feel like we plan well and we're able to meet the challenges that come our way. And of course, there's always things that come our way. We're able to get through that. I guess the thing that's on my mind currently as of today is just really figuring out how we're going to get all of our equipment where it needs to be. So that's always the big thing, whereas we get more and more props every single year, and you're like, do we need another truck? So the wonderful game of Tetris has begun in our minds. So that's probably the biggest thing, of course.
Need to add somebody to your staff that does Tetris really well.
Well, we got some, and you know what? The parents are pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, they're pretty good at it. All right, so let's go into some other great questions. What's your 2024 show entitled? And what is the show concept and the musical selections?
All right, so the 2024 show is called Striking Gold. So Casa Grande is going to head west, and we're searching for gold. We're starting with our first movement's called The Dig, and it's The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. And we kind of end up working through that. The students have props where they've got these that they use as a prop, and we've got start with the big set of choreography there. So that's kind of our opening statement. At the end of the first movement, we find our first, nugget of gold. So we celebrate and we head into town. And so the movement two is actually kind of titled Heading Into Town, and that's American Barn Dance by Richard Salcedo. And we get the energy up and flowing and definitely the happy vibe. But like anything in the West, you get your little piece of nugget and everything doesn't always go well. So movement three goes into our percussion feature, which is Brawl at the Saloon. And we're doing the Grand Gallop Chromatique by Franz Liszt. And really, really high tempo where the percussion's going crazy. We've got bar stools or tables, all over the on the side too. And the students are running around that, and we have the color guard up on that. And it's, kind of a chaotic mess going on there, which kind of doesn't end so well. So part four is despair. We're out of we haven't found any more gold, and we've lost our nugget. So our ballad is Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, and we've got a trombone soloist playing the melody. We have a nice a cappella moment for the winds, and we finish out that moment, and we've decided as a group we're going to go back and try and dig again. So again, we go into our part five, which is Striking Gold, where we bring back music from The Chain and American Barn Dance, and some more choreography with our axes. And you'll guess have to watch the show to see how it ends, if we do strike it again or if we don't. So that's kind of the fun right there. We don't have the traditional uniforms. We've gone into something a little bit different this year, where we have everybody's kind of in the same thing, but it's we've got a same color jean with a belt and a clip that you can just put the axe on. So after they're done with it, they just slip, clip it back on, and they're good to go. And then kind of a collared shirt. And drummers have the battery have a slightly different color shirt because they're kind of the bad guys in this. And the front ensemble is a bit of the bar keeps, I guess you could say. And then we've got kind of a lot of props. We've got some 8-foot saguaro cactus, about seven of those. And we've got a stage that things come up on that's behind the pit. And then we've got kind of our scenery there, and then the table. So there's a lot there, but it's been a lot of fun to create, and it's coming together quite well.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Well, as any show is, but it's been a lot of fun.
It does. All right, so that's great. I'm looking really looking forward to seeing it now. So what is next question I wanted to ask was, what's your home show? When is your home show?
So
What are you most looking for? What are you looking for most to hosting the A's NBA?
our home show is the last Saturday, September the 28th. And I don't know, I just like getting I feel like it's the best opportunity for us to get some of the parents that may not travel to away competitions to come and see the students. So I think that's awesome. We also work really hard to try and get the faculty to come and watch the group, because I like the other faculty to see what it is the band's doing. And we talk to the football coach and see if we can get some of the football players to come and watch, which we've had in the past. My head drum major is actually the starting long snapper for the football team. So that's kind of a cool connection. And when we have our halftime show, having someone up in the football gear doing the conducting's is a pretty cool thing. So it's just fun. We like to show off our students, and have that being our first competition of the year is kind of cool.
Well, this question is not on on the list of questions, but I did have a question about this.
Yeah.
You're kind of a second generation music teacher, aren't you? And
A
how's
second,
that?
I'm a second generation
Are you a
what?
second generation music teacher?
I am not, no.
Okay, I thought your dad was a band director.
No, now he was a drummer. He was a drummer, and
Yeah.
he grew up in Chicago, and yeah, he's a musician for sure, but he wasn't a music teacher.
How did that influence you becoming a band director?
I think just the support of the parents to, you know, hey, go and do what it is that you want. You know, having the parents that you know, whenever it was I had an interest, they made sure to foster that and allow me to grow. And then you know, when I had the opportunity in high school to march drum and bugle corps, they made sure that that was something that was going to happen. And then you know, I went out of state to college, and you know, they were supportive every step of the way, and it was just kind of like, well, what are you interested in? What do you want to do? Go for it. So that was probably the biggest thing. And I think that, I mean, drum and bugle corps probably shaped my life as far as, hey, this is something I want to do for a career more than anything else.
Yeah. Well, cool. So we know how busy and demanding fall marching season can be for directors and their programs. What is your biggest lift during the fall season? And do you have any suggestions for directors and staff members that are listening today? So biggest lift and then suggestions for directors or staff to get through the season.
Yeah, that's a great question. Busy is correct. And I think it's easy to get really overwhelmed with stuff. So trying to stay organized is probably the best thing. I think the key thing, and the biggest lift I have, is just having an amazing supporting staff everywhere around me. You know, whether it be at home, just to start with my wife and family supporting everything that I'm doing, all the way to the school where we have an administration that supports the program, and a booster club and parents that are just over the top supportive, whether it be creating the props that we need and helping with design. And of course, I feel like I have one of the best staffs in the state. They're just, I mean, I feel like we're stacked. And if you put great people in front of students, great things are going to happen. So that's something that's always been really important to me. But and the students, every year I always find myself saying, man, they're just so awesome this year. And really, they're awesome every single year. And so overall, the culture's been great. So the culture and the program itself's kind of been the list for me. But you know, if we think about, you know, suggestions for directors, it's a the things come up, I think, in conversations, and one of these days I'll probably just start writing it down. I mean, we got to remember the season's long. And I look for growth from week to week and day to day. And a lot of times you can get bogged down if you don't get to where you want to be too soon. And I think coming out of COVID was one of the best tests for that, because everybody had the impression of where we want to be. And then you basically took a year plus off. But throughout that, we always reminded ourselves, okay, are we better than we were yesterday? Are we better than we were a week before? Are we going in the right direction? Are the students doing all the stuff that we want? Are the, you know, are they rehearsing the way we need them to? And the answer is yes, then the growth is going to happen. And reminding the students that it's okay if you can't do something the first time. The goal is every time you do something, just get a little bit better. And each time you're gonna, you know, we start so early. We start in the summer at end of May, early June, with our weekly rehearsals. And by the time you get to November, if you've got that growth, you're gonna be where it needs to be. So that's probably a big just a thing to say to other directors. And then I think I mentioned earlier, the students are the biggest lift. Just Thursday, we just finished putting our ballot on. We got the ballot on the field pretty quick, and I just kind of stepped back and I'm like, that just went so smoothly. You know, knock on wood, maybe something's gonna change. But like, we got the drill on, you know, in an evening. We added music in an evening, and so many things have to line up, and that also comes on the students as well. Were they prepared with what they needed to do with memorizing of the music to put it on? Were they, and the students are doing everything they need to do. So they inspire me every day to do my job, because they're taking it to the next level. So I think that's awesome.
So if you could, I know there's going to be a lot of new band directors listening to this. first year at a program all over the state. Could be anywhere from Florence to Tuba City, Page, you know, anywhere in the state, really. What would be the first three things? Because you've been there for a long time and you've been building that culture for a long time. So the things that are easy for you are how you built it from the beginning, right? So like, what would you say are the first three things you would focus on if you were to restart a program somewhere else?
Yeah, this is year 24 for me here. So it's been some time. Number one, students need to have fun, and the staff and directors need to have fun as well. That's a really important thing. That's why we're doing this. Yes, it's a job, but it doesn't feel like a job to me because we're on this journey together. It takes time. It takes time. Be patient. And I would say listen to things that are being said through, you know, if you are able to build a staff, you know, listen to your staff. They will always lead me in the correct direction. And the kind of the thing that we say at our program, it's not about being right, it's about getting it right. So when we're discussing something, maybe it's something that I bring to the table or a suggestion that I bring to the table, and I'm not going to be like, this is what we have to do because I brought it. Maybe it's not the right thing, and everybody else brings the suggestions in. And so I think getting it right is more important than being right. Don't rush to make decisions. There's some decisions that need to take longer times, you know, think about it, get all the information in. What are some other things? I guess, I think those are kind of the big ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess I can hang out there.
That's great. So we all have strategies, activities that we do that are like an easy win for our kids, right? On a daily basis, weekly basis. What is like an easy win that you always use, like either daily or weekly? And then what's an easy like pep up thing that you do right before either the Friday night show, after you've warmed up and you're about to go perform, or at a competition? And what are those easy things that you can do that the kids just always get hyped up for?
I don't really think about it. I think I talk to them and I'm honest, you know? And I think throughout the course of the year, there's always going to be something. The next thing is the most important thing. You know, the first game is the first game. Then the second game we have, it's our middle school night. And then we've got the game before the home show, and then you have your first competition, and then you have the home show, and then you get to U of A, and it's a big state, you know, everything just kind of builds on itself to where you just kind of tell them, hey, we started in June for this, and now you're here. Or I'll point to the audience. Hey, that audience is here for looking for you. You know, they want to see you perform. That's really just kind of the thing that I do. I'm not a big, you know, rah, rah, scream and yeller. I do tell them that I'm proud of them when they're proud of, when I'm proud of them. And I think that's important because I also tell them when, if we haven't done something the way we needed to be done, you know, and it's not like, okay, we had phasing or we played out of tune here. It's not that sort of thing. If there's, you know, are we not rehearsing the way we are expected to rehearse? We'll just talk about it and just be like, is this what our standard is? Can we do better? You know, and they understand. And then they know that I'll just be honest with them that way. So when I am pleased and I am proud, you know, I make sure to let them know as well.
That's great. So do you have any more, do you have any questions you want to bring up, Aaron? We got more time. So if you have any ones that aren't on our list of questions that have.
Yeah, well, it's just, it's so great to listen to your perspectives here. This, for us, this is this afternoon, and, I didn't realize it'd been 24 years that you've been at this program. It's amazing, you know.
Yeah, time.
Time flies when you're having fun, you know.
And I've been having fun. It's been great. And you know what? One of the coolest things, having your kid in the band. Mark, I know you've had that.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a son, senior, and, you know, there are those times that you'll be doing a rep and you'll be up in the press box and you just turn into dad and you're just like watching, you know, your son go across the field. And you're like, oh, I really can't make comments on that. I was just enjoying, just turning into a dad. It's really awesome.
Which was your son playing the band?
Jason's my summer. He's a drummer.
Okay, well, what instrument?
He's a snare drummer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and he came in, and he his freshman year was that first marching season out of COVID, And we got him some lessons going in, and he's been 4 years on snare, so he's been working really hard, and he's definitely pushes himself. Person I've never had to tell practice.
That's cool.
You're gonna want to steel yourself for U of A band day and for championships. It's pretty emotional.
I bet it will be. I bet it will be. But we're definitely proud. Definitely
Yeah,
proud.
definitely.
Do you
Definitely.
think he wants to continue and do the drum corps piece? Has that been a conversation at home?
It has. Actually, we have been hosting academy camps, that first camp for 8 or so years. So he's been going to those camps since he was 14. So he's been doing that. He went up to the Paz Clinic and has been getting work done there. Today, right now, he's at the Flux Clinic, getting some instruction there. So his goal is definitely to continue marching. And he goes out and he reaches out to people and gets private lessons via Zoom with instructors. I feel like we've got some really good staff working with him at Casa Grande, where he can continue to learn there. And then the most important thing is he drums. He drums. He's got his own videos that he puts out, and it's gonna happen. He's doing great things.
Are there any
That's cool.
places Mercedes says he can't drum in the house?
No, she's never told him that. Yeah.
On
She's
the dining room
very
table.
yeah, no, she's very supportive as well, and equally as proud as I am.
That's great. All right. I think that wraps up our question time and all that.
Can I do a quick shout out to some of
Yeah, you
my staff?
bet. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when we talk about band directors and some thoughts, I think you surround yourself with good people, good things are going to happen. And I say that to my students all the time. And during the course of a season as a band director, it's your staff that you're around the absolute most. And I cannot think any higher of my staff as people, as instructors. Several of them have been with me for 8, 10, even 1 to 20 years. So it's been really cool. But design team heads up with me, and Ryan Springler has been with me for about 20 years. Head of visual is Ben Cootie. We have a band parent who's been with me probably like 12 years or so, but she's had several students go through the program. But she's the one that coming up with and make sure that that happens and works with the parents, because we build all of our own stuff. And that's Nicole Hancock. You may have seen her. She has Show Dots out there, which is the charm, that goes on the necklace. They have showdots.com. Pretty cool. Dakota McConnell is my head of percussion and battery arranger, and Claire Thorpe is my head of front ensemble and pit arranger, and Vex Suarez is my head of color guard. So that's our design team as we get together and get working. Really proud of them. And then some additional staff besides all of them. I have several alumni as well, but we have Jamie D, Logan Brown, Nolan Spitzer, Aaron Quintus, Stephen Phelps, Cruz Diaz, Tommy Goers, Trey Spencer, Alessandro Piombi, Lexi Castro, Trent James, Kara Montoya, Camden Burgess, Tess Evans, and David Carter, all are people on the team that I spend my days with. And that's probably one of the reasons why I'm so happy all the time, is because they're just great people. So if we really say, suggestions for directors is surround yourself with great people, and you have a relationship with those people. And if you guys have a positive relationship, the students will see it, and then they will have positive relationships themselves. Just shout out to the staff, because they are awesome.
Great. Thanks,
Great.
Martin. Aaron, I can cut this part out. You want me to do this thing again? You were highlighting it over on the.
No, you're good. Yeah, I was just going through it. Yeah,
Yeah.
let's do that outro one more time, and then we can
All
that way
right.
we have a second take on
We
it.
can pick the second one we like the best. All right. I'm trying to get it where I can move it up. I have this crazy screen in my house that it's hooked up to my other computer. So it takes me a while to get over. All right. So we have our first shows coming up in the next few weeks. We have the Evaluation Plus show on September 21st at Perry High School starting at 4 p.m. And the Casa Grande show and Mountain View Tucson show are on September 28th coming up. We are using Pro, or excuse me, GoFan to have bands purchase tickets for friends and family prior to the event. That's new this year. So that way we can utilize technology and make it a lot easier and quicker for fans to get in and out of the show sites. You can access that on our website at aznba.org. You can go to the event, like for instance, since Martin's here, Casa Grande, click on the Casa Grande show and it'll say purchase tickets here. It's a really simple process. We'd also like to thank our sponsors, AZNBA. We'd also like to thank MVP Apparel, again, Music and Arts, Vic Firth, Siljan, Synced Up Designs, Milano's Music, Music for All, MacPack Music, Celebrations International, Schoolfunder.org, Bravo Video Creations, and Yamaha.
Yeah, and thanks again, everyone, for joining us. Join us in just a couple of weeks. We're going to get the opportunity to speak to Jeffrey Malone, the new director of bands at Mountain Ridge High School, and Nick Peterson, a judge who's been with us for a number of seasons, who is resides in Colorado and a close friend. He'll be on the pod here in just a couple of weeks. Thanks, everyone. Take care.